USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will talk about Russia's invasion of Ukraine and spiraling inflation in his State of the Union address tonight. Biden expected to try to persuade Americans that he's accomplished a lot in his first year as his poll numbers remain low. These voters tell MSNBC what they want to hear from the president.
I am not particularly happy with what's going on domestically. What I would like to hear, we're all very concerned about Ukraine. However, that cannot lead us to become distracted from our problems at home.
I just really hope that he can touch people and help inspire people to support Ukraine as much as possible.
Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred says the first six regular season games will be canceled because the players and owners could not reach a deal on a new collective bargaining agreement. USA Radio News.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com.
A growing number of Republicans plan to skip President Biden's State of the Union address tonight. They don't believe a COVID test should be required to enter the House chamber. Senator Marco Rubio saying he doesn't have the time to take a COVID test and adds he only gets tested if he's sick. Texas Congressman Chip Roy also saying in a statement that he refuses to be part of what he calls political theater. Former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman wants the state to look into decertifying the 2020 election results. Gableman presenting the findings of his election investigation to Wisconsin lawmakers. He says the point of the investigation is to spur future legislative changes. His report also finding that Mark Zuckerberg's group paid for illegal drop boxes to be placed in Democratic voting strongholds and that ineligible voters remained on the voting rolls in the state, which is illegal. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Michigan high school shooter Ethan Crumbly is going to stay in the county jail. A judge ruling justice was best served if Crumbly wasn't moved to a juvenile facility. The judge heard arguments last week from his defense attorneys who said keeping the 15-year-old isolated in jail was inappropriate. Crumbly has been in the Oakland County Jail since he was arrested on November 30th for allegedly killing four students and wounding six others and a teacher at his high school. Crumbly's next hearing is set for March 24th. Some Ukrainian families are separated as Russia invades their country. Olga Dolgasur is a Ukrainian now living in the United States with family in the now war-torn country. She joins Fox News to talk about the situation.
It's a tight-knit family. They have elders or little kids, and they live on the eastern part, and the border is too far. Some of them don't have neither means to get there nor the physical ability, so they all decided to stay. And they spent the last 4 days in the basement.
More than 520,000 Ukrainian refugees have fled to other European countries. The UN saying that number could rise to anywhere between 1 million and 5 million. Never miss a newscast by searching for USA Radio News, where you get your favorite podcast. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.